We are still talking a lot about Odor versus Batista and fights in baseball and retaliation and retribution. It's an old school sport, so we thought we would get an old school guy on the program to talk about it. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, the former Ranger great, the Hall of Famer, the Ryan Express. Good morning, Nolan Ryan. How are you?
Good morning, you guys. How y'all doing?
Doing okay.
We're doing fine. Thanks for the time. I'm sure you've heard about this Odor Batista fight, and we just kind of wanted to get your take on it.
Well, I was just sitting here eating my breakfast up here in the branches of a live oak tree. Stalking a javelina right now that wronged me a few years ago. So, yeah, I was listening to your program on the radio station, and yeah, I'm glad. I was very glad to see Rugnet at the door take matters into his own hands and that, and issue a little fist of rage into that Mexican's face.
Oh, no, that's the proper way to say that.
Well, I mean, you just don't show up a pitcher, and this has come up and for what Batista did to the great American like Sam Dyson, and just reminds me that it's really time that we build that wall down there.
And Nolan, Batista is from the Dominican,
not
Mexico.
From Mexico.
Yeah, well, that's Mexican to me, and... You know, it really reminded me of, I don't know if y'all remember when I grabbed Robin Ventura.
Yeah.
Who's another foreigner, I think. And,
no.
and I planted my knuckles right in his puss.
Yeah, we remember that.
And I wish there was more of that in baseball and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish I'd settled it that way with John Daniels when I left the Ranger organization.
Well, now, that would not have been a good thing.
Well, due to these child protective laws, they won't let you beat a punk-ass kid like John Daniels to within an inch of his life to teach him a lesson anymore. And so the country's gone real soft like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you have the record book in front of you, but I was the most successful in all baseball fight history.
Hmm.
I was 68-0 with fights out on the diamond.
Wow.
And I only had the one no decision. That was when Babe Ruth and I got into it my rookie year.
I don't think that matches up in years.
But I beat Rod Carew's ass about 20 times. You can look that up.
Why'd you hate him?
I don't remember that.
And I still get into it pretty routinely when I'm playing the game.
You still play?
Well, I don't play professionally anymore.
Right.
This past weekend, I got into a fight. I was playing a pickup game out in the north pasture against the snow monkeys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You were actually playing a game against them?
Yeah, and the cleanup hitting snow monkey went fence on me. He hit it all the way over the electric fence, and he flipped the bat and stared me down as them other snow monkeys were whooping and hollering and going crazy cheering for him. And I went after him, and I beat that stupid snow monkey in his snow monkey face real hard with my hand. And I beat the crap out of him, and I'm being literal because he started scatting.
Oh,
and he was firing out his ass like a Tommy gun as I'm spinning around punching him in the face in a headlock. And that was the last baseball fight I've gotten in. My knuckles are still sore.
Well, it was just last week, yeah.
Yeah, it was just last week. And then a couple nights ago, the snow monkeys retaliated. and they stole my combine and ran it upside my barn and knocked the whole thing down.
Wow, that's terrible. Man, they're so destructive.
Still warring with those guys.
Still warring with the snow monkeys. Now, if they come after my house and they knock down this live oak tree, then I'm going to really go after them.
Hope that doesn't happen.
Because I haven't slept indoors in 4 years. This is my home.
Really weird.
Well, hang in there, I guess, Nolan.
Well, you hang in there, too. And if I was you, I would go ahead and kick Justin Montemayor's ass. Who the hell is that guy?
No, he works here at the Ticket.
You don't need to take that from him, Jubb. You need to charge him and knock him down and start punching until he quits breathing.
Oh, my gosh. Nolan, don't say something like that.
From Nolan, I guess.
Do it on the frontier. Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. That's the fake Nolan Ryan.